Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago restaurants can open for limited indoor seating with the rest of the state starting on Friday. Sam Toya is on the Team Hochberg phone line. He's the president of the Illinois Restaurant Association. And Sam, you don't think this goes far enough as far as the limited seating, right?
Well, here we go. So, good morning, Bob. Good morning to your listeners. What hour is time, like I say, but we know that on this Friday coming up, June 26th, that both the city and the state have aligned to open indoor dining. The governor's going to roll out what he's going to do. We've always been pushing for 6 feet of social distancing between tables with PPE, meaning face covers, hand sanitizers, gloves, and then tables being 6 feet apart. We hear he is, you know, talking about doing 50% of capacity per restaurants, and we hear the mayor is going to, she rolled out the other day, 25% capacity with a 50 people max per room, which is kind of hard. You know, if you have the El Fresco, if you have a cafe or a sidewalk cafe, another 25% indoor dining does help. But if you do not have a cafe or a sidewalk cafe, 25% capacity really doesn't help. Because, you know, when you built your kitchen, you don't build your kitchen for 25% capacity. You built it for 100%. It's kind of hard cutting your kitchen staff in half because you have your line, you have your dessert station, you have your appetizer station. You just can't cut the kitchen in half. And a lot of restaurants, we have about 7,500 restaurants here in the city of Chicago, about 10% have cafes, sidewalk cafes. But restaurants in the neighborhood like Rogers Park, Jefferson Park, Hyde Park, Chinatown, Pilsen, Little Village, they do not have sidewalk cafes or cafes. So opening 5% of capacity doesn't make economic sense. 50% kind of gets you there. Mm-hmm. But we'd like to see 6 feet social distancing between tables. That's what we would like to see.
And out in California, that's what they did, right? They allowed the restaurants to open inside without a capacity limit. Is that what you'd like to see here?
Sure, and they've done it in other states, too, like New Mexico and Minnesota and Rhode Island have other states that done the 6 feet distancing as well. And we haven't seen a upward tick in COVID-19 in those states. Obviously, there was a little tick. There is a little tick in California. We get that. We always want to hear what the scientists and doctors say. You know, health and safety of our guests and our team members are always number one. That's why social distancing and PPE is very important, face covering, hand sanitizers, and gloves.
Well, what are you hearing from the restaurant folks about how the outdoor dining is working, Sam?
So far, so good. The restaurant owners, operators that are doing the El Fresco have been pretty happy. Again, we all know the weather here in the city of Chicago is a roller coaster, but it's been pretty good. We thought we're going to get rain on Saturday and Sunday. It was going to possibly wipe out the evening dinner rush, but it didn't. We escaped it. So far, the weather's been on our side, and it's been going pretty well.
Yeah, and restaurants can't afford to take any more hits. I mean, for them to be profitable, we've got to go further with the openings, and hopefully our numbers will keep going down here in Illinois.
Exactly. You know, obviously, your listeners know the restaurant industry has been hit really, really hard. We started the year with 25,000 restaurants here in the state of Illinois. The National Restaurant Association estimates that 20 to 25% of restaurants will not reopen. So we could lose 5,000 restaurants throughout the state of Illinois. Yes.
Yeah, that would be horrible. And one more question for you, Sam. I know you're on the board of directors for Choose Chicago, the organization that advocates for the city as a tourism destination. And with the hotels closed, how are we going to make a comeback here in the tourism department? What are the plans?
Well, that's a good question. So obviously, we always want to see guests in beds and diners in seats. So when you have, you know, when you got conventions and tourism and culinary tourism, we're putting guests in our great hotels here in Chicago. We're putting guests in our hotels and then diners in our restaurants. So hopefully, you know, the mayor and her team have been, you know, working to make sure we keep downward turn and coronavirus and keep pushing that down. So people, when they do start to come out to for tourism again, they come to Chicago because I think we are, you know, we have gotten this under control and we got it under control better than states like Florida, Texas, Arizona, California. So we want to make sure we're doing everything safe so our guests feel comfortable coming to Chicago and safe. That's why social distancing, face masks are so important. But we're going to get there. I mean, we're not the only city that's looking at bringing tourists and conventions back to their city. But we got to do it right. And slowly but surely, we got to do it. And we will. We're going to try to. I think when people start traveling again, Bob, it's going to be locally. So we're going to try to go for the, you know, our neighboring states like Iowa and Missouri and Michigan and people from Wisconsin, Kentucky, to come and visit us here in the city of Chicago. So that's our game plan, is to go get some local, you know, our local neighbors from our local states to come visit us.
Now, I think you should encourage the hotels around here to do a big marketing push and promote the staycation idea. Wouldn't that be a good idea for now?
Exactly, Bob. That would be a great idea. So that's, that, you know, those are some of the things that we're talking about. We might do another, restaurant week, to get people, from our neighboring states to come and visit our great restaurants. Hopefully, once we get to the phase where you can do social distancing between tables, and then we're going to try to get more guests here in our hotels and more diners in our restaurants, because we do have a beautiful, beautiful, lakefront to visit. So many, great things to do in our city. And when the weather is like this, we are the number one American city in the summertime.
No, absolutely. I've said it many times. If we had weather like this all year round, too many people would want to live here. So,
yeah. Oh, we have 200 million people living in Chicago if we had weather like this all year round, Bob.
Sam Toya, president of the Illinois Restaurant Association. Thanks as always, Sam. Have a great day,
okay? You too. Thank you.